76, Section 2, The Organization of the General Assembly. As you read, look for the leaders of the Georgia House and Senate and their roles, the purpose of the committee system, terms, quorum, caucus, bill. For the members of Georgia's Senate and House of Representatives to do their jobs properly, there must be some form of organization. The presiding officer for the House of Representatives is the Speaker of the House, who is chosen by the members of that chamber. The Speaker is a regularly elected member, and the duties of Speaker are in addition to his or her role as a representative. The leader of the Georgia Senate is the Lieutenant Governor. The Georgia Constitution gives the Lieutenant Governor the title of President of the Senate. Because the Lieutenant Governor is elected by Georgia voters from across the state, he or she is an officer of the Senate, not a voting member. Responsibilities of the presiding officers. The chief responsibility of these two officers is to preside over the meetings of their respective chambers. They do have other powers set out in Senate rules and House rules. For example, presiding officers have the power to make members attend sessions in order to have a quorum, the number of members, a majority, who must be present in order to conduct business, control debate by deciding which member has the right to the floor, the privilege of speaking, at any given time, decide on the order of business to be taken up, refer proposed legislation to committees, rule out proposed amendments that do not apply to the subject of the legislation, and order a roll call vote on any issue. Page 77. After Georgia's governor, the Speaker of the House and the Lieutenant Governor are generally considered to be the two most powerful state leaders. Depending upon the actions and preferences of these two officers, legislation is either moved along smoothly or stopped in its tracks. Additional leaders. Each chamber also elects one of its own members to serve in the absence of its presiding officer. The Senate selects a president pro tem, which means for the time being. This person acts as president of the Senate in case of the temporary disability of the lieutenant governor. If the lieutenant governor dies, resigns, or is permanently disabled, the president pro tem steps in and presides over the Senate. If the lieutenant governor must, for whatever reason, assume the role of governor, the post of Senate president is filled by the president pro tem. Succession is slightly different in the House of Representatives. The House elects a speaker pro tem. That person becomes speaker in the event of the death, resignation, or permanent disability of the speaker. The speaker pro tem serves until a new speaker is elected by the members. In both houses of the legislature, members of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party establish their own internal party organizations. A group of political party members, House Democrats, for example, is called a caucus. A caucus meets regularly to keep its members informed and in agreement on important upcoming votes. Each caucus selects a party leader, a caucus chair, and a party whip. The job of the party whip is to stay in contact with party members and line up their votes on issues before the chamber. For the political party, Republican or Democratic, that holds the greatest number of seats, these officers are designated as majority leader and majority whip. The other party's officers have the titles of minority leader and minority whip. Legislative committees. In a typical session of the General Assembly, as many as 1,200 bills, proposed laws, are introduced in the House and the Senate. Only about one-third of these are actually passed and signed into law. Suppose that all 56 senators and 180 House members had to read those bills line by line and to study the advantages and disadvantages of each. It would take considerably longer than the 40 days allowed for the session. The committee system divides the workload and saves time. Members become knowledgeable about the subject matter of their committees and then share their evaluation of and recommendations for bills with the larger group of lawmakers. For example, a retired nurse serving on the House Health and Human Services Committee can share knowledge and experience on proposed legislation regarding immunizations. Page 78, Committee Chairpersons. Because the real work of the General Assembly gets done in the legislative committees, committee chairpersons are especially powerful. They decide when committees will meet, when bills will be taken up, considered, and when, or if, a vote will be taken. In the House of Representatives, committee chairpersons are appointed by the Speaker. In the Senate, they are appointed by the Lieutenant Governor. Types of committees. Some committees are called standing committees because they are permanent. They stand from one session to the next. Both the House and the Senate have standing committees. These include the Appropriations Committee, which works on the budget, the Higher Education Committee, which handles legislation concerning the University System of Georgia and other colleges and universities, and the Interstate Cooperation Committee, which deals with issues concerning Georgia's relations with other states. Other committees are considered to be temporary or ad hoc, created for a specific purpose. For example, members on an interim study committee work on a specific issue before the start of the January session. The study committee sometimes hears from citizen groups who are interested in the particular issue. As an example, the Senate created an interim committee to study whether biodiesel fuels could be made from Georgia agricultural crops. A joint committee is made up of members of both the House and the Senate. A conference committee is appointed when the House and the Senate pass different versions of a bill. Three senators and three representatives meet and work out the differences between the two versions. The compromise bill must be passed by both houses for it to become law. Each senator and representative serves on several committees. The larger committees are divided into subcommittees. For example, the Transportation Committee of the House of Representatives has its members serving on subcommittees relating to state highways, interstate highways, railways, aviation, and ports. Reviewing the section, number 1, define quorum, caucus, bill. Number 2, what is a standing committee? Number 3, why is the committee system important? Page 79 of Special Interest. Become a page in the Georgia General Assembly. Historically, a page is a young person who serves as an attendant to someone of royalty or nobility. Today, you may serve as a page or assistant for your representative in the Georgia General Assembly. The page program gives young people a first-hand look at the legislative process as they spend a day working in the General Assembly during the session. Pages carry messages to and from legislators, their staffs, and others so that the lawmakers don't have to leave the floor during debates. They distribute documents and perform general tasks. Pages must be at least 12 years old. If you are interested, talk to your teacher or principal. Then contact your state senator or the House member who represents your district in the General Assembly and ask for a page application.